The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 14th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Now when Jesus heard about the beheading of John the Baptist, he withdrew from there in a boat to a deserted place by himself. But when the crowds heard it, they followed him on foot from the towns. When he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion for them and cured their sick. When it was evening, the disciples came to him and said, "This is a deserted place, and the hour is now late. Send the crowds away so that they may go into the villages and buy food for themselves." Jesus said to them, "They need not go away. You give them something to eat." They replied, "We have nothing here but 5 loaves and 2 fish." And he said, "Bring them here to me." Then he ordered the crowds to sit down on the grass. Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to heaven and blessed and broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples. And the disciples gave them to the crowds. And all ate and were filled. And they took up what was left over of the broken pieces, 12 baskets full. And those who ate were about 5,000 men. Besides women and children. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated.
Blessings, everyone. Today's passage is Matthew 14, 13 to 21. And my sermon title is "There Is Enough, God's Abundance in Our World." When we hear the story of the feeding of 5,000, our attention is often drawn to the miracle itself. 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish become enough to feed a crowd of thousands. It is a powerful story of God's abundance. But before the miracle happens, there is something equally important taking place. Jesus sees the crowd. He notices their needs. He sees their hunger, their exhaustion, and their vulnerability. Matthew tells us that Jesus had compassion for them. The miracle begins not with the bread, but with compassion. That detail matters because compassion changes the way we look at people. The world often teaches us to move quickly past those who are struggling. We become accustomed to statistics, headlines, and social problems. Yet, Jesus never sees people as problems to be solved. He sees human beings created in the image of God. He sees people who matter. He sees people worthy of dignity, care, and love. And as we approach July 30th, the World Day Against Trafficking in Persons, this gospel invites us to think about those who are often unseen in our society. Human trafficking exists because vulnerable people are treated as commodities rather than God's family. Around the world, and here in Canada, men, women, and children are exploited through forced labor, sexual exploitation, and other forms of abuse. Many are isolated, afraid, and unable to seek help. Some are newcomers searching for opportunities. Some are youths looking for acceptance. Some are people living in poverty who have few options. Their vulnerability becomes an opportunity for others to profit from their suffering. The disciples look at the crowd and come to a practical conclusion. They tell Jesus to send the people away. It seems reasonable. The day is ending, the place is remote, and there is definitely not enough food. The disciples see limitations, they see scarcity, they see a problem that appears too large for them to solve. Jesus responds with words that challenge every generation of believers. They do not need to go away. You need to give them something to eat. Those words are not only about food. They are about responsibility. In today's time, our responsibility. You and me. In the passage we see, Jesus refuses to dismiss the crowd. He refuses to send away those who are vulnerable. He invites his disciples to become part of God's answer. The disciples know they do not have enough. 5 loaves and 2 fish seem insignificant compared to the need before them. Yet Jesus asked them to offer what they have. That is often how God works. We look at the problems of our world and feel overwhelmed. Human trafficking is a complex issue. Poverty is a complex issue. Loneliness, injustice, and exploitation can feel far beyond our ability to address. We may think that our contribution is too small to matter, yet Jesus does not ask the disciples to solve the entire problem. He asks them to bring what they have. He takes their small offering, blesses it, and uses it in ways they could never imagine. The church is called to do the same. We may not have all the answers, but we can create communities where people are seen and valued. We can welcome newcomers. We can support those who are vulnerable. We can learn about the realities of trafficking and exploitation. We can advocate for justice. We can offer friendship, hospitality, and practical assistance. What seems small in our hands can become something greater when placed in God's hands. I have seen this happen in our own Spanish-speaking ministry. Many people come to Canada carrying hope for a better future, but they also arrive with uncertainty. Some do not know the language. Some do not understand how systems work. An example is the credit system. Some are looking for employment, housing, or simply a place where they can belong. These circumstances can make people vulnerable to exploitation and to abuse. At our church, we cannot solve every problem, but we can offer welcome. We can help people find information, connect with resources, practice their English, build friendships, and discover a community that cares about them. What may seem like a small act, a conversation after worship, a shared meal, an introduction to someone who can help, can become a reminder that they are not alone. It is one way that God takes what little we have and uses it to bless others. I have watched newcomers arrive, knowing almost no one in the city. Months later, they have friends, support, and even a church family. That transformation does not happen because we have great resources. It happens because people share what they have, and God multiplies it. And although I can see the physical transformation, like they seem happier and, you know, have some more hope, we may never fully know the impact of the compassion that we show. At the end of this particular passage, everyone is fed. Not only that, but there are 12 baskets left over. Matthew wants us to see that God's abundance is greater than human scarcity. The disciples saw only what was lacking. Jesus revealed what was possible. In God's kingdom, there is enough grace, enough mercy, enough compassion, and enough hope. The resources may not always appear sufficient to us, but God's love is never exhausted. This gospel reminds us that the miracle begins when we refuse to look away from those in need. Jesus saw the crowd and had compassion. As his followers, we are called to see what he sees. We are called to recognize the dignity of every person, especially those who are vulnerable and overlooked. And we are called to trust that when we offer what we have in service to our neighbors, God can do far more than we could ever accomplish on our own. May we be people who refuse to send others away. May we be people who see, who care, who welcome, and who share. And may we trust that God, who fed the multitude, is still at work today, transforming small acts of compassion into signs of God's abundant kingdom. Amen. Blessings on your day.